So we're back with Debbie. Debbie, thanks so much for waiting.
Sure.
I really, really appreciate it. So I mean, what does it feel like to have found the safe, natural, and effective solution to this laundry list of issues? I mean, I want you to...
Yeah, it feels great. I mean, you almost can't believe it, that it was as simple as what you're eating.
You know, and you know my story. I mean, you read my story, and I talk about this with all my listeners out there. I mean, I was almost dead, you know, when I was 45 because, you know, what, and anyway, because of poor nutrition, as it turned out. And the same thing happened to me. I mean, in fact, I felt, you know, because I was a practitioner at the time, I felt almost stupid. Me, not the, you know, someone who isn't a professional. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it was right under my nose.
Yeah, but it's just not easy to figure out, though.
It isn't. It isn't easy to figure out, which is why I do this show. It's a labor of love for me, week in and week out, because it's not easy to figure out. And why? I mean, what makes nutrition response testing so useful there?
Once you get onto it, that, you know, your body can tell you where your deficiencies are, and then you have the wherewithal to stick with the program, you do get results.
Yeah, and when you say the wherewithal, what wherewithal? What does that mean? Because I know some people talk about that. I mean, if you're saying, does it take a commitment? Does it?
Yeah, it does.
And so, what anything worthwhile in, you know, being alive on planet Earth doesn't take a commitment that's worthwhile?
Well, especially when you get the results you're looking for, it's worth giving up the breads and the sugars, you know, to name a couple, to get there.
And the thing about that is, just for the listeners out there, that's for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't necessarily mean that someone else has to give all that up.
Yeah.
Except for sugar, of course. And
yeah.
Anybody who is having health problems or is looking to have health problems, and they're eating sugar, what would you say?
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Don't do it. It's just that simple. And people sometimes, you know, they'll look at me with their eyes crossed like, huh? What? You know, and I've told you, I don't know if I've told you that story, but I do tell the story at my talks oftentimes where I had a woman that came in and she also had a laundry list of symptoms. And when I presented her with her nutritional healing program, she just looked at it and said, well, does this mean that I can't have my honey bunches of oats? And I said, well, yeah, at least for, you know, the near future. And she just got up and walked out. I mean, can you imagine that?
No, it's her loss.
Can you imagine a bowl of honey bunches of oats being more important than dealing with ADHD, high blood pressure, weight gain, adrenal and thyroid issues, fatigue, and chronic skin problems, seborrhea? Can you imagine walking away from that?
No, not at all.
I know. It just flips me out. I was so sad. First, I was shocked. I was just so sad. I just couldn't believe it. And so because this show is about heart health, and, you know, I made a big deal about your dietary changes moving into the, the dark territory, so to speak, right?
Yeah.
With everything responding perfectly and appropriately. Does it start to cause you to think about why the push is to eliminate saturated fats, why the push is to put everybody on statin drugs, whose side effects, as you know, although you were not a statin drug,
no,
but I'm sure you looked at it, you know, whose side effects are essentially the destruction of, you know, your liver for one, if not your muscle tissue for another. What would you say to this approach now that you know what you know?
Well, it's all marketing.
Exactly.
And the connection, excuse me, between the drug companies and the doctors.
I mean, and I'm not, you know, I'm not a conspiracist. I do not think that, you know, you put more than three people in a room that you can get everybody to do the same thing unless they have some same motive, right?
Right.
And, you know, I'm not not saying doctors are bad people, because they're not. And the overwhelming majority have their hearts in the right place. I am not a doctor basher. What I am is to try to, you know, I'm a myth basher. I'm a basher of many of the current, sort of perpetuated nonsense ideas about health. You know, it's drugs do not, you know, poison does not make up for poor nutrition. And you would agree with that now.
I agree. There's a better way.
So what are the biggest surprises since you began your nutritional transformation?
Well, I guess it was how quickly I lost the weight and was able to get rid of the two medicines that I was on.
Yeah, that was
just astounded.
Yeah, that's totally true. And many people do experience that, but there are also others who don't. And I was one who didn't. It took time for me to see my symptoms begin to be alleviated. And you know, when you come in, there is one phrase that I use: your symptoms may disappear long before the underlying causes of your condition are resolved. Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah. And you buy into that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So one of the reasons why I wanted you to come on was because you had just started and you saw such great results, but you also have a really solid head on your shoulders and recognize that if it took you 40 or 50 years to develop to this condition, right, that unlike the marketing hype of various drugs or even supplements or even herbs, you have to continue to be committed to address the underlying cause.
Oh, yeah. And I know I'm not finished.
Yeah, which is really kind of cool.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So are your efforts proving worthwhile toward achieving the
results? So.
Talk about it just a little.
Part of it is you have to write down everything that you're eating. And I thought, oh, how am I ever going to do this? But it's really not an issue.
Doesn't take that much time. And don't you think that being accountable, especially accountable to someone who, you know, knows what they're doing and who won't let you slide, is that important?
Oh, it's very important, because then you're not going to regress back into old habits, and, you know, you're very much the health coach.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Interesting you chose those words. And do you feel more empowered?
Oh, very much so.
How so?
Well, now I'm not going to hold myself back from maybe doing some things. Because the anxiety would get in the way, or I'm still not out of the woods with the fatigue area, but I know that I'm going to conquer that as well.
And how has your life changed in this, you know, first 4, 5, 6 weeks? I mean, how are you doing some things you weren't doing before, or contemplating doing some things you weren't doing
before? More in the contemplation, because I was holding myself back from even looking for a full-time job, and now I can, you know, of course the economy is terrible, but at least now I'm not going to use health as my excuse for not looking.
Is that cool or what?
Yeah.
Because now you have the option. I mean, you know, I wasn't born with a silver spoon. I got to work for a living, but I will tell you, when my health, you know, sank into the sunset, I wasn't sure what I was going to do. And you know, I enjoyed what I was doing. I just apparently didn't know how to do it as well as I do now. Has anybody noticed any changes in you at this point?
Oh, yes, especially the weight loss. And my son even noted that I wasn't as irritable or anxious.
And how does that change the family dynamics?
Well, it improves your relationships, let me tell you.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you see everything starts to turn around,
mm-hmm.
right? Is it cool or what?
Oh, yeah. And just that whole feeling of feeling calmer than you used to feel is, you know, like the good old days.
What would you recommend to anybody else that you cared about? Friend, family member, people you work with?
Well, I would recommend that they go get tested and see where they're at, because you admit that if you can't help someone, you'll tell them.
Exactly. Thank you. But if I can, I also say nothing will help you as much.
Right.
Yeah. And that, I mean, is there anything that I said to you that hasn't been true?
No.
Yeah, yeah. So, one last thing, you would say what?
Go get tested.
Indeed, indeed. Debbie, thank you so much for spending the time. I really, really appreciate it. And I very much look forward to taking you to the next step, taking you to the next level.
Good. Well, I'll see you Monday.
Have a wonderful rest of the weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.